This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump gets his wish. A federal judge has granted a request by his legal team to appoint a special master to review documents seized by the FBI from his Florida home last month, and also temporarily halted the Justice Department's use of the records for investigative purposes. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The decision by U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon comes despite the objections of the Justice Department. They said an outside legal expert was not needed, in part because officials had already completed their reviews of potentially privileged documents. The appointment may slow the pace of the department's investigation into the presence of top secret information. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden celebrating the American worker today. He's visiting the battleground states of Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Tomorrow, Britain will welcome a new prime minister, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, a member of the Conservative Party, says the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The party's new leader, Liz Truss, vows fast action on key issues.
I will deliver a bold plan to cut taxes and grow our economy.
Truss beat rival Rishi Sunak, the government's former Treasury chief, by promising to increase defence spending and cut taxes. Charles de Ledesma, London.
One person known dead, but nine are still missing after a float plane crashed in the waters off Puget Sound, northwest of Seattle. The Coast Guard searching for the missing. The death toll from a measles outbreak in Zimbabwe has risen to almost 700 children now. Some in the country are calling for legislation to make vaccination mandatory. At least 46 people have been killed in an earthquake in China's southwestern province of Sichuan, a 6.8 magnitude. This is AP News. Are you going to get an updated COVID booster? The AP's Jennifer King with expert advice for Americans wondering if they should and when.
Within days, Americans will be offered the new bivalent boosters that target both the original coronavirus and today's dominant Omicron strains, BA4 and BA5. The Pfizer shots are for anyone 12 and older, while Moderna's version is for those 18 and up. For most people, the FDA recommends waiting at least 2 months after your last booster or COVID-19 infection, while CDC experts say it's better to wait 3 months or as long as 6 months if you're not at high risk. CDC advisor Dr. Sarah Long says that if you wait a little more, you get a better immunologic response. Another reason to wait a few months is to reduce the risk of heart inflammation, a rare vaccine side effect. The CDC notes that most Americans eligible for an updated booster have already gone at least 6 months since their last shot. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.